Chances are, you might have heard about China's new social credit system. You know, the thing people are calling a scary dystopian surveillance program right out of George Orwell's book, 1984.
It's almost like they're exporting dystopia.
China's dystopian future. The world's first digital dictatorship.
It's been painted as a countrywide surveillance program that watches every single thing that you do, from what you're posting online to the way that you cross a street. But what would you say if I told you that a countrywide behavioral monitoring system is not actually a thing in China? Well, not yet, at least. So, China wants to set up a massive state-sanctioned system that would rank every citizen based on their behavior.
It's meant as a tool to enforce all kinds of different laws, regulations, and other policies more effectively by getting people to self-police their behavior. People and also legal entities like companies. So this is not just about regulating people's behavior, but also companies.
Behavior considered good by the government would get a better ranking than behavior deemed bad, which would get a lower ranking. And if you get a bad score, you get punished. You could be banned from flying, your kids could be prevented from attending good schools, and you could even lose out on a good job. And when reports of the system hit Western media, some people were terrified. They compared the proposed system to that crazy episode in Black Mirror. But the idea of a credit system that tracks you in certain ways to determine how much or how little access you should have to certain things isn't new at all. Take the United States, for example. It has a financial credit system where a number of different factors determine your credit score. If you don't have a good score, you can be denied housing, loans, or even lines of credit. And although it has its problems, it does serve a purpose. It helps determine whether someone can be trusted to repay their debts. In China, the world's most populous country and the second largest economy, doesn't have anything like that. So their proposal, the social credit system. But China took the idea of credit one step further. On June 14, 2014, the Chinese government formally announced its plans to create their social credit system, a policy it deemed essential in, quote, building a harmonious socialist society.
The way that this is presented in Chinese media is that, you know, China is a low-trust society. There is no trust between market participants. Like, you can't really tell if a company or a person is trustworthy, if they'll pay back the money. So this social credit system is kind of presented as the cure-all for China, all of China's trust-based and supposed dishonesty-based problems.
And under the proposed system, all behavior, not just financial, would be considered relevant in your ranking. So if you're caught doing things like jaywalking, spending too much time playing video games, or posting things deemed inappropriate on social media, you could get penalized. But the exact methodology that the state will use to determine what is and isn't relevant remains unknown. And that's probably because the government is still figuring out how they want this system to be implemented countrywide.
There are a number of cities that have kind of been designated as experimental zones in a way, which is very common in China. That's often how Chinese policies are rolled out. You try them out in certain districts, counties, and cities first, and then you roll them out.
And those pilot programs vary. Some of them aren't as extreme as others. There are those that aren't even digitally based, meaning individuals have to be caught breaking the law or doing something deemed inappropriate in person or have someone report on them. And then there are those that monitor someone's social media and movement through camera systems. And Oldberg says in some pilots, those who exhibit desired behaviors get good grades and...
supposedly, those people are also treated differently. If they have like an A or a triple A, they kind of get preferential treatment and interaction with that, with government ministries, with the local government, and in the future, an increasing number of different benefits.
But just because it's not currently as widespread or problematic as Western media has made it out to be, doesn't mean that there aren't significant ways the system can be misused.
On the one hand, it's supposed to make sure that companies that violate environmental regulations or labor regulations get punished for that, but on the other hand, it also is supposed to enforce very vague laws, such as endangering national security.
Laws that, if used maliciously, can be used to target citizens. We know that China has targeted and detained large numbers of ethnic Uyghur Muslims, placing them in government re-education camps. And even though Western media is sensationalizing the hell out of the story, it is possible that once a nationwide credit system is implemented in China, it could be extremely problematic.
Ultimately, the idea that different governments or companies collect and centralize information about us, try to profile us, try to rate us, ultimately is a problem that's going to affect all of us, Chinese or not. Because even though what China is doing is kind of the extreme of this, it's not, ultimately, it's a global problem that we're going to have to deal with.